Okay, so before we get started, you know, I figured we'd be having this podcast and my team would be in the fucking playoffs and it'd be a Super Bowl rematch matchup, but clearly that shit didn't happen. So right now we are live at the HQ of my man Trey Lyday. First podcast we've actually ever done in person, bro. Like, which it was, no offense to Anchor, very shitty connection. Never doing that again for a remote podcast, but we got Trey on the pod, man. What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. It's another AFC Championship Sunday. 6 years running. Unfortunately, it's not the Arrowhead Invitational that it always has been.
Right.
But we there. Ain't nobody else there except for Baltimore. That's all that matters.
Hey, dude, I tell you what, man. Early on in the season, dude, I guess, like, this is more so we'll talk Chiefs-Ravens, man. But honestly, it's amazing to see Patrick Mahomes do the shit that he's doing with these receivers, the weapons, the offensive line. I mean, Juwan, bro, how the fuck, man? Okay, I just want to ask this question. How is it that you lead the league in drops, you have a tackle that literally is always doing false starts, man, but the defense is playing solid, though. No dumb shit from the defense this year. Offense is not clicking, dude. What is it about this year that's propelling the Chiefs to get to where they're at right now? Like, what is it, man? And you called this shit earlier this year, too. So, yeah. Like, you've been saying it all year that they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. Even after losses where you're like, they shouldn't have lost to a Denver. They shouldn't have lost to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
They really shouldn't have lost to Philadelphia. But
had that game, too.
They had it. So, like, what is it that you saw from the beginning, from training camp to this point? I mean, what did you see?
The biggest thing I always tell people, these motherfuckers don't forget how to play football.
True.
They don't forget. Yeah, they dropped way too many passes this year. Juwan Taylor's penalties is kind of like overblown because of how the season started. Like,
yeah,
Chris Collins were talking about, oh, like, he's taking off early and da 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 da. That stuff's kind of overblown.
Yeah.
Can't drop passes. Like, that's a legit negative.
Right.
But at the end of the day, their quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. Their head coach is Andy Reid. Their defense is now top three in the league.
Oh, 100%.
And these motherfuckers didn't forget how to play football. It is simple as that. I tell, like, people, like, because, like, I'm more of a, like, baseball guy anyway, but, like, people like talk about baseball players. This motherfucker didn't forget how to pitch. Like, he didn't forget how to hit. Guys struggle. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to struggle. And it's like, my biggest thing is, like, now that I'm actually a coach, and people are like, oh, we got to take in, like, MVS is coming off the field. Like, he can't play anymore. Like, he can't play any more snaps. He can't get any more snaps. Give Justin Ross the snaps, which I'd be like, I like Justin Ross.
Yeah.
Give him the snaps. I'd be like, no, MVS, cut him right now. He can't play another down. As a coach, I can tell you right now, that shit was never happening. It was never happening. He was never coming off the field. He was never, like, not getting snaps. Like, he was going to play because, one, they're paying him $11 million. And in the NFL, if you pay somebody $11 million, they're going
to
play.
Yeah, they have to.
It's as simple as that. But at the same time, like you saw in the Buffalo game and like they talked about afterwards, guys in the locker room, coaches in the locker room, they really don't give a fuck what you have to say. They're paying you $11 million. They have trust in you.
Yeah.
And then there's a reason they're paying you $11 million. They have all this trust in you. So when it comes down to it, they're going to go to you. And you have a choice, make the play or not. If they don't, they don't. If they do, fan-fucking-tastic.
Right.
They was talking about Mecole Hardman. In the Miami game, they was like, on the deep balls, was like, oh, he's giving up, like, da-da-da. I was like, fine, whatever. I'm just going to tell you right now, if he's getting snaps in Buffalo, I'll just tell you straight up right now. He's getting snaps in Buffalo because they're paying him and they trust him and they like him and they know he can do good things.
Yeah.
Sucks he fumbled the ball twice, only two times he touched the ball.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, guess who's getting snaps on Sunday? And guess who's probably going to get touches on Sunday?
Mecole
Hardman. It is that simple. And like Matt Verderame, he's like...
Oh, we got to... Well, yeah, I got to... I want to talk about him too, man.
He was like... He was talking about like MVS like in week 15, 16. And honestly, at this point, I was fed up. I was like, if you're still talking about this in week 15, 16, 17,
yeah,
I need you to go seek mental health, because give it up. You're beating a dead drum. The definition of insanity is saying and doing the same shit over and over again and expecting a different result.
Facts.
He's going to continue getting snaps, so just let it go. We're not in week 3, week 4, week 7. We are at the end of the season.
Yeah.
He's getting snaps at the end of the season. He's going to continue to get snaps. So just let it fucking go. It is that simple.
Well, so what is it with that guy, man? We'll talk more about the Chiefs, but Matt Vinorama, he's interesting, man. And the reason why I like listening to him is because he reminds me of, like, Jack Harry. Jack Harry used to rip into the Chiefs all the time, dude. Like, it was bad, dude. But Vinorama, I feel like, has a more, he has a realistic approach, just like you do, except his go a little extreme. I feel like he's gotten more fair over the years, I think. Early on, I think he was harder on the Chiefs, but I think now that they're in the AFC Championship, it's like, the things he thought were going to be a problem aren't really a problem. And if they are a problem, they're fixed. So, I mean, and you know, I mean, you've been around the guy probably, or you've seen him and things like that. I mean, what's his deal, man?
It's like very reactionary, I guess.
Yeah.
He's like any other media member, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like they're like very reactionary. Like, obviously, like when you're talking about the Chiefs, like after a game, you have to talk about that individual game.
Yeah.
But over the course of an entire season, that's where I think like people like fail, like to like put into retrospect. Like over the course of an entire season, if you were to tell, if like we walk into the season, and honestly, like truthfully, if you walked into the entire season, and you told me the Chiefs were going to lead the league in drops, their offense is going to look like shit.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire regular season, but their defense is going to be really good, and if you're like, where do you think they'll be? And I'd probably be like, same spot they're in now. Drops can be easily fixed.
Right.
Just catch the fucking ball.
That's it.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
They rep this every day. They do all this other stuff. They do all these drills. They go to practice every day. And here was my biggest gripe during the entire season, was like, everybody's like, oh, they're not being held accountable. We need to entirely reevaluate the definition of being accountable, because I can promise you, any team that has Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, Brett Veach is their GM, all the guys on defense, Chris Jones, Nick Bolton, Snead, Justin Reed, all those guys,
yeah,
I can 100% guarantee you there is accountability in that locker room.
Yeah.
And like, that is one thing that should not be questioned and should have never been questioned. They hold each other accountable. They go to work every day. They put in the necessary work. And they do all the things that you're supposed to do. Now we come out to game day.
Right.
If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But you got to come back the following week. You got to put in the work again. Go to practice. Watch film. Do X, Y, and Z again. And they did that every week in, week out. Which is why you would think, if you're going to talk about like somebody not being accountable or a team not being accountable, that it would just like completely snowball.
Yeah.
But it never like snowballed. Like, yeah, they would win a game, lose two, win a game. They started the season, what, 8-3?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're just not accountable because they, you know, had a bad stretch. Like, let's be real with ourselves here. We have to start being honest with ourselves.
Yeah. And it is reactionary, man. I mean, we see it on Twitter. We see it on X all the time, where after a game, it's like, fire everybody. You know, Matt Nagy sucks. Andy Reid, what the fuck are you doing? Time management. You know, Mahomes, you're throwing picks. You know, what's going on? Like, you know, but like I said, they haven't said shit about the defense. And
nah, you can't talk about them motherfuckers.
I honestly, they're stacked, man, from top to bottom. I mean, just the secondary looks great. The corners, we're talking the linebackers. They're pretty deep. I mean, Leo Chenault, I like him. Drew Tranquil's been a pretty good depth piece that can start. Willie Gay, Nick Bolton. I mean, in the defensive line, man. Who the fuck is Mike Dana, bro? Where did he come from, man? Like, he was there. I know he was there. He's been there. But he's had a breakout season. Karlaftis having a pretty damn good season, man. So, like, I feel like that's a culmination of them playing together for so long. Having the same defensive coordinator, Philadelphia Eagles, right? Firing their fucking defensive coordinator in the middle, not to make it about them. Those fucks pissed me off, dude. All season long, I could finally get this out, bro. We had something special, and Nick Sirianni fucked it up. He fucked it up. And then now they're keeping his ass. hiring Vic Fangio.
I like Vic.
I do too. But you know what I don't like are Vic Fangio disciples, bro. They fucking suck. So now in Philadelphia land, everyone's like, we don't like the hire. We don't like, well, we've seen the Fangio system. No, you've seen variants of the Fangio system. Like, Fangio's a really good defensive coordinator if he has those pieces. The Eagles don't spend time developing linebackers like the Chiefs do. That's why he got two studs.
Vic, he kind of got a bad luck of the draw because by the time they got to the end of the season, Jalen Phillips ruptured his Achilles.
Yeah.
Bradley Chubb or whoever else tore his ACL. Yeah. Fucking Jerome Baker messed up his knee and messed up his wrist or whatever. They're missing Xavier Howard was missing games.
Yeah.
Javon Holland was missing games. Like, you're, as a defensive coordinator, you're not going to have success when you're missing
key pieces.
Edge one, edge two, linebacker one, safety one or safety two, corner two. Like, you're just simply not going to have a ton of success.
No, no. And he did what he could, and they still managed to be top 10 until they lost against you guys. So I'm excited about it. I hope that they can keep it. Which, that was always in the cards, bro. Like, I had a feeling he was going to end up in Philly one way or another. It was just a matter of time. You know, and I, again, man, I look at the Chiefs defense, and I'm just like, bro, like, dude, how? Like, how do you fuck with these guys, man? And I was at that Philadelphia Chiefs game. I was there, bro. And I'm just like, these because, you know, it's easy to, I'm like used to seeing the defense, like, give up big plays. They didn't. I'm used to them being in the wrong spots. They weren't. I'm used to the coverage being blown. It wasn't. Like, besides that long pass that Jalen threw to Devontae Smith, like, outside of that, man, there was nothing. Like, they were flawless, man. And I think that's due to them having chemistry and playing together and trusting each other. And that's been the anchor this season, which isn't as sexy, which is why I think it's easy to count the Chiefs out in this game, because all I'm hearing is this. I've been listening to Baltimore radio stations. I've been listening to Kansas City. I've been listening to the league, around the league, what they think. I've been listening to Stephen A. Smith. I've been listening to all these guys. The narrative is that because the Chiefs' offense isn't as explosive, but they have a great defense, Baltimore can exploit that. So what are your thoughts on this matchup so far? Like, what do you see as a glaring hole in Baltimore? I see a couple things that I think that the Chiefs can exploit, but on both sides of the ball. But what do you see?
I think Baltimore can be had on the perimeter.
Okay.
Which, I hate bringing this up, but if the Chiefs have Tyreek Hill, I'm on quick screens all day and just let him go work on the perimeter.
Yeah.
But Baltimore can be had on the perimeter. The middle of the field is it's iffy because on one hand, Baltimore has Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, and those guys really cover the middle of the field. And then you have a Hall of Fame tight end on the other side.
Right.
That really don't give a fuck who's covering him. He's going to be open. Yeah. He's going to be open. It honestly, it'll really come down to A, can Pacheco get a little something going? I'm not asking him to, you know, bust off 20-yard runs, but can he churn out those tough 5, 6, 7-yard runs that got stuffed 2, 3 yards, you know, 2, 3 yards, and he turns it into 5, 6, 7. Can he get some of those? And then, one of my friends, he annoys the shit out of me because he doesn't, like, understand. It really annoys the shit out of me because he complains about the Chiefs offense so much, which is, like, rightfully so.
Right.
But, like, he's been complaining about their offense in the postseason, and he's like, we need to cut these motherfuckers, we need to cut, like, da-da-da. Good NFL offenses are predicated on a very simple concept. Give the ball to your best players.
Yeah.
And then ask everybody else to make a couple plays here and there.
Yeah.
The Chiefs the entire postseason have been give the ball to 10, 87, and 4.
Yeah.
It has worked very well. And then against Miami, they really didn't need, like, the extra help. Noah Ray had a couple catches. Justin Watts had a couple catches. You know, but they didn't really need much from them.
Yeah.
But last week against Buffalo, hey, MVS, we need you to make 2 catches. We need you to make these catches. And he made them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baltimore against Baltimore, they'll probably be like, hey, no Ray, we need you to make a catch here. MVS, we need you to make a catch here. Justin Watson, we need you to make a catch here.
Yeah.
It's that simple. If the Chiefs can figure, if the Chiefs can find a way, which I have no doubt that they will,
yeah,
give the ball to their best players, and then the other guys, they make a few catches here and there, they'll be totally fine. Because, like, let's be honest, I love Baltimore's defense. They're very good. We're playing. You're playing the Chiefs. You're playing Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs.
Like, yeah.
What the fuck? You better hope and pray. You better hope and fucking pray. When's the last time anybody in the postseason, like, had... Okay, I can tell you the last time. It was the AFC Championship game that the Chiefs lost against the Bengals. But, like, other than that, when's the last time, like, the Chiefs played a playoff game and you was sitting there like, oh, damn, Patrick, I don't know if you really got it like that tonight. Let's be real with ourselves here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was, oof, man. Watching that, bro, honestly, part of me thought I thought he threw the fucking game, bro. Like, I was like, what the fuck is that? And in this game, I think that, like I said, Baltimore, they can be had on the perimeter. I also think that running the ball, what's the status on Joe Tooney, man? Are they sick?
He's not playing. I never thought he was going to play anyway. As soon as you say pec injury, he's
not playing. Oh, shit. Okay.
Hold on. My food's here.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and do your thing, man. All right. So this dude, Trey, got his food right now. So we're going to keep talking football as he's eating this. What is this called again?
Oh, it's a hog tie. Hog tie. From Beer Kitchen in Westport.
Yeah. Shout out to Beer Kitchen. Shout out to Beer Kitchen.
Not sponsored. Unless they want to.
Hey. He had this shit DoorDash, man. So that's how I knew this it was shit is real. So good. So where do we leave? Oh, yeah. We're talking about the Baltimore and Chiefs matchup, or at least what we see from a positional standpoint. No Joe Tooney. So without him playing, I mean, does that alter the run game a little bit, do you think?
Nah. It would have altered it if the guard on the other side wasn't as good.
Okay.
But all three of those guys healthy, the Chiefs legitimately have the best guard center guard trio in the NFL.
Oh, the interior is stupid, bro.
Bar none. So, you still have 66% of your elite level interior. And so,
yeah,
it may run to the right a little bit more. But either way, they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
Okay. I think, and that was kind of a worry for a while, man. And people started to panic and they're like, I'll donate my pec. To Joe, I'm like, nobody wants your weak ass pec. Nobody wants your weak ass pec.
Your pec don't match up to his.
Yeah, let's just, be honest, no, that motherfucker is crazy. Which, you know, it's wild, man. He was with that Patriots team, and you picked him up when he was still fairly young, man. I mean, I think he got one ring.
He was on the fucking Patriots team that beat KC in the 2018 season.
Yeah, okay, and they picked him up right out. Yeah, that was hell of a pickup, man. People thought they were like, well, you know, he's. He's pretty solid. I'm like, no, Joe Tooney is that dude, bro. Like, he's the anchor of that offensive line for the most part. I mean, I think they had, who did they have? They had him. Matt Light was, I think he was on the team as a tackle. That was like maybe his last season, maybe last mm-hmm. couple seasons he had. Like, that was a stout line, man. And if add him to the Chiefs, man, it's.
The Chiefs are paying him way too much money. But I'll pay that money if that's.
But like, but it's worth it. I mean, you're getting your bang for your buck, man. I mean, yeah. He's been healthy for the most part.
We're talking about like positional value and like, you know, against salary cap and things like that.
Yeah.
It's too much. But if we're talking, you know, on field performance and like all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'll sign the check my damn self. All three of them motherfuckers, I'll sign the check my damn self.
What if they gave you a blank check? You'd be like, whatever. Obviously, you have to be within reason, but I mean, if it was up to you, but still, man, I think the matchup that they pose is, you know, and they got a bunch of, especially on Baltimore, they have a bunch of guys, man, that, you know what I think Baltimore is, and I think I'm just thinking about, there are a bunch of names who were kind of like discarded a little bit, but they've all like, but they have a chip on their shoulder, like Lamar,
yeah.
I think they traded with Philadelphia. They traded back into the first round at 32 to get Lamar, right? He was supposed to, and all the guys that went ahead of Lamar haven't really done shit. Then you got, you know, guys like a Gus Edwards who kind of sort of fell in the draft, which, you know, he was, I think, did he go to Rutgers too?
I have no clue where Gus Edwards
is. I think, okay, maybe I'm thinking of Ray Rice, wrong dude.
Yeah, Ray Rice went through
Rutgers. Ray Rice went through Rutgers. But yeah, guys like Gus Edwards, Justice Hill. I know he's from Oklahoma State, I believe.
Yeah. Justice is from Oklahoma State. What quarterbacks were drafted in the 2018?
Yeah, look that shit up, man. Because I know, was it Locke? No. Was Drew Locke drafted in 18?
Baker, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Those are the headline quarterbacks. Baker went 1. Sam Darnold went 3.
Okay.
Josh Allen went 7. Oh. Roquan Smith went 8. And now he's back on, you know, and now he's with the, I shouldn't say back on, now he's with the Ravens.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all the quarterbacks. And then Lamar Jackson was after that at 32. Baker took him to the playoffs. He took his Tampa Bay team to the playoffs. Solid Sam Darnold, you know, backing up in San Francisco after being in Carolina and the Jets.
What a rigmarole he was in, dude.
And then obviously you got Josh Allen, who, you know, will never escape the hell that is playing the Chiefs in the postseason.
Bro, he can never catch a break, man. Like, I really feel like, he had him. You couldn't have a better scenario. But again, and we'll go back to the Ravens and talk about that stuff too, but the narrative was is they're getting a Chiefs offense that isn't as explosive. Not explosive, but they're methodical, and it's death by a thousand cuts. And the bullshit that I saw, which also I just saw this today, DeMar Hamlin won comeback player of the year, man. Like, again, man.
You came back from the dead. You were a lot. He was a lot. As soon as he made the roster, I was like, okay, he can actually, like, physically go to practice, play football,
And you can make tackles.
He was a lot. He was a lot. Let's be honest. You come back from the literal dead.
Yeah.
And then play next year, you've locked up the award. It's that simple.
Okay. I just felt like when they put him out there for punt, and I'm like, what's up with all this motion that he's doing? And he took the snap and just went nowhere. I'm like, they just made this dude into a Make-A-Wish kid. Like, that's what it reminded me of. And I don't know, man. I just think that they can't get in their they can't get out of their own way.
The Chiefs didn't even need 1,000 cuts to beat them last week. They needed like 100.
I'd say 95.
The Bills ran like 20 more plays than the Chiefs did. The Chiefs were racking up damn near 10 yards a play.
Yeah, they was getting their ass. And you know what the sad thing is, man. And this is what I figured out about Chiefs fans and why I think they have the right to like do this kind of stuff. I feel like even if you beat the Chiefs in the regular season, there's always like, we'll see you in the postseason. Or you might not be in the postseason. And at first, they used to piss me off because I'm like, the fuck? Like, you know, but for once, I didn't go off on Twitter. I didn't go off on anybody else when the Eagles beat the Chiefs because I'm like, they're going to be there. Some way they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahomes was like, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. And they figured it out. And, so basically, I learned that the luxury of being a Chiefs fan is that the regular season losses, or if you get one on them, doesn't matter. Nick Wright's been saying it for years. Like, it just doesn't matter. You've been saying it since Mahomes got there. It doesn't matter. And, I mean, dude, I mean, what a time, man, to be a Chiefs fan. And, you know, I can see why you guys are super confident. I understand, but it's not fair.
It should never. Never be questioned. These motherfuckers. I don't know. Realistically, do I know how they do it? Absolutely not. If we're being honest, there's no reason for them to be where they are now. They should have lost in the divisional round to Buffalo. Like, going into it, like how it was lining up, I was like, I would have preferred for Miami to win that game because I'm pretty sure it would have kept Buffalo out of the playoffs. I really did not want to play them.
Will they have swapped? No, wait a minute. Something happened to where Buffalo still would have been in, though.
That's right, because somebody won.
Somebody won and they shouldn't have. Quote-unquote, shouldn't have. Was it Pittsburgh?
No, Pittsburgh winning was something the Chiefs needed to keep Buffalo in the playoffs. Okay. But regardless, I think at the end, like, it would have been a flip-flop.
Yeah, they would have swapped.
Buffalo would have been a 7. They would have came to Kansas City first. Like, but, like, I wanted Buffalo out of the playoffs because, like, I really do not want to play those motherfuckers again. So, like, going into it, I was like, okay, we got Miami first. We should win that game. But I was like, when the whole weekend was going, I was like, please, I've never rooted for Pittsburgh a day in my fucking life. Please, for the love of God, Pittsburgh, find a way. I was, you know, that's a stretch. That's the longest stretch. That's a Elastigirl stretch for shit. Buffalo winning, or for Pittsburgh winning that game. And I was like, all right, cool. We gotta go to Buffalo. And I mean, I guess, you know, we beat them twice already, so maybe we do it the third time. Thank God they did. Now we gotta go to Baltimore. And honestly, I like it this way. Because, you know, we had the Arrowhead Invitational, never played a road playoff game. But now, we can go into other people's houses, kick their doors in, put our feet up, put their robes on, and walk up in their fridge and see what they got going on. like Frank Clark used to say, kick their door down and stole all their shit.
And I honestly, man, with the way, like, here's the thing, man. I think Baltimore to me is a better overall team.
Yo.
But I just think that, man, that scheme and just the system that they run, man, through Harbaugh. I like that guy, Todd Monken. I like, is that his name? Todd Monken? Monken, whatever his name is. I like him, dude. I like him as a coordinator. I really do, man. And I think Harbaugh's finally got these guys. He's got dogs, man. Like I said, they got a bunch of got motherfuckers who were cast offs. They got guys like Jadeveon Clowney. They got, I believe, Jason Away was the cat out of Penn State that something happened with him and he fell in the draft. And you got Kyle Van Noy. You got Roquan Smith, who was traded away because I guess they wanted to make some leeway for Justin Fields and that team, and Patrick Queen. And you got Kyle Hamilton, who they believe should have been taken higher. Marlon Humphreys hasn't really been himself. Ronald fucking Darby,
who's been Eagles legend.
Eagles legend Ronald Darby, who was burnt toast all season long, right? When he played with Philadelphia. Now he's like playing pretty solid. Mm-hmm. And then offense. You got Odell Beckham. He's old. Too much dancing. Too much showboating. He contributed in the Super Bowl, but he tore his knee up. Mark Andrews can't stay healthy.
Now this motherfucker's back.
Now he's back.
God.
Zay Flowers, too small. Tyreek Hill, great value Tyreek Hill is what they call him. He's playing pretty good, man. So I think they're playing with the chip on their shoulder as well as this Kansas City because they're being counted out. And I think you'd be dumb to count them out, Kansas City out, because when I saw the line, I think the line is still -3. It was -3.5.
Three-point favorites or whatever.
Yeah, which that doesn't mean shit because I think Buffalo was -3.5. So, dude, it's tough, man. It's really tough to really pick who it is. But I think what it's going to come down to is execution for the Chiefs offense and the turnover thing, man. I heard somebody say something. I want to say it was the cat from the guy who played for Tennessee. He's a bustin' with the boys. Will Compton said something where I'm like, they always say it about black quarterbacks, man. And they said about Jalen Hurts. They said, make him throw from the pocket. I mean, Lamar can throw from the pocket. He can, man. It's that now.
Lamar be shredding people from the pocket this year.
Yeah, he can do it. But I do think that there's a magic number. If Lamar and this is what I'm thinking. If you have to force Lamar to throw the ball 30 or more times in this game, that's going to tell me that Kansas City's going to win. Mm-hmm. I think that Todd Monken knows that. Lamar knows that. The offense knows that. They don't want to get into a shootout with Kansas City. I don't think they want that. They want to try to control the clock like every team does. And I know you're big on fuck time of possession.
The Chiefs proved it last week when they... It's like, fuck it. I don't, like, we're not going to hold the ball for that long. We just score every 5 plays.
Wait, so you know what killed me, man, about that last drive in Buffalo? It killed me, bro, that they were moving the ball, chewing clock, and they didn't make the fucking field goal, dude. Like, 6 minutes. They had the ball for 6 minutes. I think Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, was just like, all right, fuck, we're going to take some end zone shots, man. Let's do it.
It was perfectly explained, like, Buffalo was, like, extremely worried about not giving Patrick Mahomes, like, a ton of time versus, like, actually scoring a touchdown.
Right.
Because, like, you kick a field goal, it's a tie game, you give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes with you know,
it was like a minute all, 50.
Minute 50, yeah. Minute 45. Honestly, anything longer than a minute, that's too long. And he's going to give the ball back to him with a tie game. And all he needs is a field goal. You're cooked. And so, like, but they was worried about, you know, like, oh, we can't give him, like, that much time. Instead of, like, maybe we should actually score a touchdown and force him to score a touchdown. Because, right. like, they'd be up four. And they did themselves in. I know. Todd Monken, I have a soft spot for him because he was Georgia's offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
In back-to-back national championships. Like, I got a soft spot for the guy. But he going to have to. You're going to have a bad day.
You better
have. Like, I love you, Todd Monken. If you ever listen to this, I love you. But like your wife said, why don't you just call the good plays? I need you to call the bad plays.
You just, like, for the sake of the kingdom, man. Mm-hmm. It's tough, man. And we'll get to score predictions. And there's just so much, I think, to like break down what I'm thinking about. Not just this game, but the season as a whole, but... I mean, do you think... All right, so I have a couple questions for you then. Outside of Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Rashee Rice, and Isaiah Pacheco, who would your key player... Who would be the player that you would need to show up? Outside of those guys. Obviously, the main guys.
This Sunday?
Yes.
It's either going to have to be one of...
You can name as many as you want, but I mean, who do you think would have to step up that could make an impact if all else fails, right? If they're canceled out, who has to make the play? Offensively or defensively? You could pick an offensive guy and a defensive guy.
It's either got to be Noah Gray or Justin Watson.
Mm.
It's got to be one of them two. Probably Justin Watson, just because he's a really good deep ball catcher. Yeah, Mahomes likes to go to him a lot on the deep ball, or like, third downs in general. Let's go to him. It's got to be him or Noah Gray. I'm not worried about the defense. They'll do their job, especially because they'll, like, for the most part, guys will be healthy. Willie Gay will be back. Mike Edwards will be back. And so I think it's going to come down to, like, that tertiary player, or what's the word for the fourth player?
Quad something. Like, I don't know.
That fourth and fifth guy between Noah Gray and Justin Watson, they're going to have to make a catch or two.
Okay.
That is going to, like, extend a drive on a third down, or, like, we're stuck in second and 20 after a hold. They make a 15-yard catch that gives it a third and 5 instead of a third and 20. You know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So, it's going to be one of them two.
Okay. Now, actually, we never even got into the Chiefs' defense against the Ravens' offense. We never got into that, bro. We never did. So, we know the Ravens' offense isn't... I mean, they're tough. Bunch of tough guys. One of my favorite players on the offense, honestly, man, and I find it very fascinating because it's a lost position, but their fullback, Patrick Ricard, dude, is... I mean, it's like, it's not fair. He's like another lineman. I think he was a defensive lineman at first, and then he switched over to offense.
In college and, like, first year in the league,
Yeah, and then they just... because him and Juszczyk played together, mm-hmm. and then Baltimore, and Juszczyk ended up going to San Fran. But he, to me, I think is one of the key players for Baltimore as far as, you know, being in the run game. And then also...
in the flat.
Dude, he's...
He might eat.
That guy is... Wild, man, and that's the matchup. That's like the one where I'm looking at it. I'm just going, like, this is gonna be a chess match. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be, yo, who's gonna let their nuts hang? Pause. Who's gonna let their nuts hang, bro, and make a fucking play on either side of the ball? Is it gonna be Chris Jones? I mean, who's gonna meet Patrick Ricard in the hole when they're running a fucking zone running scheme? And it's like, bro, is it gonna be Willie Gay that takes him on? Is it gonna be Nick Bolton? I mean, who? And like I said, I think Justice Hill is going to be their lead back with Dalvin Cook, Gus Bus, guys like him, man. Like, how do you think they match up with them, with Baltimore? Because I think the receivers can't, and receivers, I think the corners can handle the receivers. Although I want to see how they use Zay Flowers and what they're going to do, if it's going to be McDuffie in the slot guarding him, or what do you think the game plan is going to be?
The secondary, it is what it is. Don't matter who's lining up out there. I'm gonna be totally honest with you. Secondary, it really don't matter who's lining up out there.
Okay.
Say if I was lining up a slot, you got McDuffie on you. You line up on one side, you got Snead on you. You line up on the other side, you got Jalen Watson on you. Or you want to line up on the other side, you want to line up on the other side with five wide sets, you got Joshua Williams on you. It is what it is. It don't matter who's lining up out there. The Chiefs secondary, these motherfuckers been locked down.
Yeah, no, they've been killing it, man. I think Baltimore just has a trick bag, and they got like three tight ends that are pretty able too, man. Yeah. Like that Likely kid, I like him a lot.
Oh yeah, he was huge. That's Isaiah Likely. He does scare me a little bit, simply because how well he played when Mark Andrews was out.
Yeah,
it gives Baltimore incentive to run like more two tight end sets, which keeps Kansas City in base packages like more often. So you'll end up having. And you end up having a mismatch every now and again. Like let's say Leo Chanel has to guard Isaiah Likely.
Yeah,
out on the flat on the perimeter somewhere. That's not the best matchup for Kansas City, and like that's another thing too. Like when the Chiefs end up having a guy that you wouldn't want guarding somebody. A lot of times it's not because the play call the defense had, it's because of the play call the offense had.
Right.
But you end up I called up you anticipate they're going to be in base package. I was able to get Likely lined up against Chanel. That's the matchup you're going to take all day.
Right.
And it's not to any fault of Spags, personnel, and situation down distance that dictated what the personnel is. And the offense just came out with a better play. As simple as that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Likely. He does kind of make me nervous just because Mark Andrews is going to be back. If Mark Andrews wasn't playing, then Likely wouldn't scare me as much.
Yeah.
But because now you can do two tight end sets with a top four tight end in the NFL. Then the guy that took over and was really, really good.
Yeah.
Then that's kind of scary.
But I think that – I think he might be on a snap count, man. I don't think that he's going to really be – or more so be a decoy.
It'd be the same thing as, let's say Travis Kelce was on a snap count. Travis Kelce on a snap count, but, when it comes down to it,
yeah,
he's on the field, and he's getting the rock. And two, don't matter if he's on a snap count because it could be second quarter, 10 minutes left. He could be a decoy, and you still have to cover him.
True.
You still have to pay attention to him.
Yeah, if you leave him uncovered, that's your ass. They'll
torture. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's your ass, yeah. And man, I forgot, man. I honestly, with how good Mark Andrews is, I forgot what he even played like, man. I know he's a great route runner. I know he's got hands. I know he's got ups. Not really a physical runner. Not a physical guy. He's to me what Zach Ertz was when he kind of went off a little bit. Good, just savvy route runner. Could find holes in the zone and just, go down if he has to. Pause. So I had to put that in. I had to slide that in. Pause again. But that, to me, I think is going to be the matchup. And obviously, they got Charlie Kohler. I think Charlie Kohler is a solid number three tight end and what they're going to ask him to do. And I want to see OBJ. But I know that Snead's going to lock his ass down. Whoever they put out there. And I forgot about Rashad Bateman. That's another cat that, kind of fell in the draft. They were raving about him at first. No pun intended. They raved about him, and they were like, wait a minute, how's he falling in the draft like this? I think they still got Devin Duvernay. They still got, I think James Porsche isn't with the team anymore, but they got some guys, man. But KC has guys as well. Mm-hmm. So, I'll ask this, and I think you kind of already hinted at it, you already said it. Player that scares you the most on Baltimore that isn't the main star, I believe you're probably going to say it's
Isaiah Likely. Like I said, if Mark Andrews had played the entire year, played all 16 games, played in the postseason, whatever, and Likely was just getting his minimal snaps that he usually got, I'd be like, ah. I'd probably say Rashad Bateman or somebody like that, third wide receiver.
Yeah.
But because Likely has played so well in Mark Andrews' absence, then that puts it at another level.
Oh, I think Baltimore has Tylan Wallace. They got him too. Yeah, but they use him more so.
Play. He didn't practice.
Oh, he didn't practice. Oh, shit.
He practiced the last couple of days.
I think he was, he was the, he had the punt return. The crazy punt, and doing that goddamn flip in the end zone, I think he busted his shit. Mm-hmm. Something happened. I don't know.
Also, Justin Tucker will never not scare me.
Oh, man.
It's simply because, too, like, the Chiefs could be crucial situation.
Yeah.
Around in that dead zone area. Where yeah. It's like, do we kick? Do we punt? Do we go for it? They don't get it. Oh, I got Justin Tucker in my back pocket. Kick this shit. Go ahead and kick that field goal. Like, the Chiefs kind of have, like, that same thing with Harrison Butker. Like, it also depends on how the weather plays out this weekend.
Did they say what the weather's going to be?
I think it's supposed to rain. I checked, like, on, like, Monday. And, like, the weather forecast said, like, chance of rain.
Okay.
But, yeah, Justin Tucker, he'll never not scare me just because, like, the dead zone for most teams is not a dead zone for Baltimore.
True.
You just go out there, Justin. Unless the weather's, like, really shitty, go ahead and kick that field goal. And he's probably going
to
make it.
Dude, I would give the slight edge to Butker, man. Although I think Butker's a little younger than he is. But Tucker's still got some power in that leg, dude. Like, mm-hmm. He can, I mean.
He'll be playing games. Justin Tucker don't play no
games. No, not at all, man.
Damn.
Well, Baltimore's always had pretty good kickers, man. Like,
not Billy Cundiff.
Well, minus, I thought Matt Silver was pretty good. Like, he wasn't half bad. But once Tucker came on, bro, and he's like one of the highest paid kickers now. It's just like, bro, he's like, I think he's like 37.
38. I cannot remember the last time an NFL kicker got franchise tagged, but you know you are the shit.
Yeah.
As a kicker, if you get franchise tagged. Justin Tucker was franchise tagged like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
Hey, once you get tagged as a kicker, we can't say nothing about you.
Yeah, I think he, obviously, man, Butker's, to me, I would say it'd be Butker number one. I'd take Tucker 2, just in general for kickers. Then I would take Jake Elliott at 3. I think Jake Elliott is pretty good. Like, he's clutch. It's just, we can't see it now.
You know who's really good?
Who?
Evan McPherson in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I like him. I like him.
The year Cincinnati beat Kansas City in the playoffs, the AFC Championship game, that motherfucker was on a heater.
Yeah.
Was not missing nothing.
No. Evan McPherson's nice. I think, does Tampa? No, not Tampa. I used to be a Robbie Gold guy, man, but he started talking too much shit, dude.
I was a big Robbie Gold guy.
I used to like him. Yeah.
Back in Chicago.
I thought he was dope, man. He became a fucking whack-ass motherfucker in San Fran, dude, so I stopped liking him. But
COVID exposed a lot of people.
Dude, speaking of exposed, man, motherfucking Deebo Samuel had been telling us forever. He was like, yo, James Bradbury's trash. And then, what the fuck you talking about, bro? What the all pro jet? Nah, bro. That nigga's gotta go. He's gotta go. The Eagles have to overhaul they're gonna fix it. I think they can fix it. And I don't know if you saw this. This isn't like reassuring. So Nick Sirianni, and we'll get to the score prediction. I gotta get this off my chest. Nick Sirianni is in a press conference. And he goes, what if Andy Reid said this? If Andy Reid says, hey, I'm the head coach. I'm not the head coach of the offense. I'm not the head coach of the defense. I'm the head coach. Bro, what the fuck do you do then? What do you do?
I'm going to be totally honest. Andy Reid said something similar to that in 2018 after they lost to the Patriots.
Yeah.
When they were about to fire Bob Sutton.
Yeah.
You could tell in Andy Reid's postgame presser, like, he was sick of that man. Like, that man, if Bob Sutton fell in the ditch, Andy Reid was like, oh, well. But Andy Reid, like, he I can't remember exactly what he said, but I remember, like, back then, because, like, it came up on, like, my Facebook memories, and I was like, yeah, like, he was ready for it. Like, if the Chiefs had, Andy Reid knew coming into that game, Chiefs don't win this game because of, like, the defense.
Yeah.
That he was firing that motherfucker on the spot. Like, he was going to walk to the office the next day and be like, Bob, you out. It's that simple. So, I've heard Andy Reid say it before, but, like, you know, everybody talks about, like, Andy Reid's, like, loyal to a fault.
Yeah.
Which is true, but it's also, like, not true because, like, if you really can't do your job,
yeah,
your ass is to the curb.
Oh, dude, 100%. When Reid was with Philadelphia, man, and they had this bright idea to make Juan Castillo, the offensive line coach, the defensive coordinator, and he introduced the wide nine and all this other shit, man, and it wasn't working. They fired Juan Castillo, like, that same year, dude. Like, they were like, yeah, you can't do this shit no more. Then the next year was Reed's like last year. So, yeah, man, he's loyal to a fault, I think. But I think the Eagles are loyal to a fault. Nick Sirianni should have been fired, dude. But they couldn't fire him because of his success. And that's what Howie Roseman said. So, he's on a short leash.
You can fire somebody. It don't matter.
What, but, okay, right. You can. You can fire people. You can. Doug Peterson won the fucking Super Bowl. He didn't just go and lose. He won the Super Bowl, and they fired, and then they had a bad season the next season, brought him back again the next season after that, and they fired him, dude. And that's almost as if that Super Bowl never fucking happened. Mm-hmm. Nick Sirianni gets the run in his mouth, you know, and goes to the Super Bowl. Now, I don't blame him for losing the Super Bowl. I think he did everything he was supposed to do. I blame Jonathan Gannon and that defense. But still,
honest, I don't even blame Jonathan Gannon. Honestly, that entire second half, Patrick Mahomes was just on a heater.
Bro.
And Patrick Mahomes gets on a heater.
There was no stop.
The prime, what is it, what year? The 89 Bears, the 02 Ravens. Y'all not doing shit when Patrick Mahomes gets on a heater.
Dude, man, look. You know what's crazy? So at halftime, they're up by 10. The Eagles are up by 10. And they're like, I had people calling me, like, I wasn't answering the phone. I'm like, bro, I'm not answering this shit. Well, you have nothing to say? I'm like, it's not over.
That's what my dad. That's exactly what my dad said. My dad's a big-time Niners fan. When they played the Niners in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
and he was down. Even when they got down by, like, what was it, 14, 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like 10 or 14 points. My dad was like, and he was at a Super Bowl party with a bunch of Chiefs fans. He was like sitting there. He's like, this shit ain't over.
It's not, bro. I knew. I just knew it wasn't. And then when Mahomes got hurt, everyone's like, oh my God, oh no. And I was like, he's coming back.
Exactly. He's not leaving this game.
Yeah, he's still going to take some perks.
That shit better be a clean snap if he's going to not come back in this game.
He's like, coming back. Right. And they were like, well, we really hope he can go. You see Mahomes on the sideline And I was like, bruh, he's coming back. Like, he's going to come back. And
That's that first pain you feel when he's like,
And I saw when he was mic'd up. I was just like, this motherfucker's gonna come back, and I was like, he's probably gonna kill us, dude. And bro, it just
shit gonna be like a chapter in the Bible,
bro. I look, man. I knew in the back of my mind. I'm like, Jalen didn't flinch. He didn't flinch. I still believe that he didn't flinch.
He never flinched.
I think that he had a determination to win. I think the defense was so out of that fucking corn dog play. That goddamn play, dude. Killed me. I'm like, why the fuck is it that Slay and Avante Maddox, bro, looking at each other, and then there's fucking Kadarius Toney on this side. Same fucking play on the other side. They're both looking at each other.
That's film study, man.
And then Mahomes was like, it was on the wrong side. And I'm like, bro, they made it even fucking worse, dude. Like, that they literally just toyed with him. And Andy Reid was sitting there just going like, he's like, we fucked them up. We fucked up.
He said, got these niggas.
Like, bro, they got us, man. So, like, dude, look. Next season, I saw the Eagles schedule, man. I saw it. I believe they have the...
You had a second place schedule, right? The Cowboys won the division. So, yeah, y'all got a second place.
Yeah, so we got a second place. Which, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
Dallas is going Dallas. But, yeah, I know they got Tampa. They got Tampa. They have the NFC South and the NFC and the AFC North. And then they have all their fucking games. And I think they have, like, some other teams and shit like that. But we'll see, man. But that's next season. And, boy, we should do a draft pod. You want to do a draft? Like a positional draft as far as... Because I've been looking... I mean, quarterback, we could look at the quarterbacks and shit like that. Running backs, this really isn't, like, a super sexy running back class where, you're like, somebody just stands out. Receiver, kind of, man. But I'm very interested this year. They got a motherfucker out. You watch college ball. This cat, Kool-Aid McKinstry. Bro. Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Fucking nightmare.
I love it. So I'm saying we should probably do it. We should do a draft pod and like go QB, running back, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, safety. Hell, we might even do kickers too. Shit, who knows? We'll see. But we're at this moment now, Trey. And obviously I know what you're going to say. Give me a score prediction and give me why this team is going to win.
I'm gonna go Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 31-28 or 34-30.
Okay. Keeping it within four, okay.
I think it's going to come down to one of these teams on offense has to put together a drive. Okay. Like, I'm talking one of those ones that, like, when they run the highlights, that's the drive that, like, they're going to show every single play of that drive. And until proven otherwise, who do I trust to put that drive together? It'd be Patrick Mahomes over Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying Lamar Jackson can't put together that kind of drive.
Right.
But based on the track record and, like, the history, who do I trust more to put that drive together? Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
I honestly think, just to satisfy my narratives of defense doesn't win championships.
Oh, shit.
This is going to be a high-scoring game. They are going to run, throw, run, pass, whatever, all over each other.
Okay. So you're thinking more high-scoring.
I'm going high-scoring. As good as these defenses are, as much as I like them, I cannot see a scenario where we end up in a 21-20 game. I cannot see an avenue. Winning team is going to score 27 points minimum.
Yeah. Okay. So I think got my score prediction, man. And, you know, as fun as it would be, man, to watch Chiefs Kingdom squirm and just cry, I am not betting against that man, Pat Mahomes, bro. I'm not. And here's the thing. If I'm wrong, hey, man, you know I'm a troll and do my fucking thing, bro. I'm going to have motherfuckers trying to report me like they did last year. And motherfuckers mute me, Cameron, right? I love Cam. But no, I'll go with the Chiefs, man. I think the Chiefs are going to pull this off by a score of 35. I say it'll be 35-33. He showed time and time again, man. I mean, at this point, I know they're trying to crown him the Michael Jordan of this era. I think he's more so LeBron. But he's like, he reminds me of like Heat LeBron. But except he's got drive and he won't quit. Mm-hmm. LeBron quit in those finals against the fucking Mavs. Dude. I saw that shit and that fucking disappointed me. Mahomes would not disappoint. And there's something about Lamar, man. I want to see him get it, but the pressure's on him, dude. And I've seen him under pressure. And I saw when he quit, when Buffalo came and beat them in the divisional round, and he just looked so fucking out of it, bro. Like, you know.
I would very much like to see Lamar have, like, I will root for him to have a good game.
Yeah.
Because I like Lamar.
Yeah.
He's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm rooting for him to have a good game.
Yeah.
But sorry, Lamar. You got to take this L. You got to take this L.
I want the Ravens to win, but I don't think they're going to. I got my wallet's with Kansas City, man. I can't pick against them, but I think it's going to be a hard fought game. I think it'll be high scoring too.
Yeah.
I was going back and forth about, like, is it going to be mid-20s? I think it's going to be high scoring, but I just think that Pat Mahomes and these boys, man, they're going to show up and they're going to close it out, and whomever they got in the Super Bowl, good luck.
If the Chiefs win on Sunday,
yeah, who would you want them to pick, like, to play?
At that point,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck who would play because they're not beating Kansas City at that point.
But who would you want to see? Who would you want to see? Like,
I think if I had to pick a team,
yeah,
I'd pick Detroit because they'll run those motherfuckers off the field. Mm. Running back, they'll run them motherfuckers off the field because Jared Goff. Both Jared Goff and Brock Purdy, they'll do some stupid shit.
Yeah.
If you get enough pressure on. But Jared Goff will do some really, really stupid shit.
Oh, man.
If you get him under pressure. And the Chiefs, second in the NFL in sacks this past season, a secondary. Because, like, remember, when they played Detroit the first time, it was week one.
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of team you got. You don't know, like, what your identity is going to be. You run that back now with the identity of that Chiefs defense, offense can have a shitty day. And I had to trust that defense to will them to a fucking 3-0 victory over Jared Goff. Mm. If I'm being totally honest.
He makes Eli, like, rookie, first year, second year, third year level of Eli Manning stupidity, dude. Like, and, like, whenever he does something.